The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My guest today is Representative Bobby Cox. You probably know that name. Bobby was the one responsible for helping South Carolina be an open carry state. And so I've asked Representative Cox to please join me here on the radio, and let's just talk about it. Bobby, good morning, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, Deb. Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks for allowing me to talk about this historic law that just went into effect.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. First of all, tell me what prompted it, because I have my CWP.
Nice.
I probably carry it more than I was supposed to, but now I can I can go to the Waffle House with it. I'm guessing is that what my options are?
That is very true. So this is a historic law. This is the biggest Second Amendment bill that's been passed in the law in the last 25 years, and the last one was when we created the CWP program here in South Carolina. But I tell you, the reason we did this is, if anyone's been paying attention, what's going on in the world, it's been a very unstable place. With the riots that we saw, several years ago, with some of our greatest cities burning, to the constant calls to defund the police, the pandemic that shut the country down, and then this constant push from the federal government to take our guns and restrict our access to the Constitution, we really decided that we need to advance, not restrict, our Second Amendment freedoms, and that's where the Open Carry with Training Act came into effect, and it went into law last Sunday. Great step forward in restoring this freedom. Now that this law has gone into effect, we are now out of the group. We were previously only one of five states in the nation that did not have some type of open carry of a handgun. So South Carolina was lumped in with states like Florida, New York, Illinois, and California that didn't have any type of open carry. And so that's a group that we're not usually with. And so we are out of that group now. And so now, like you said, open carry is, South Carolina is an open carry state. And what does that mean? It means that where you can carry previously concealed, if you have your CWP license, you can carry openly. So it doesn't change where you can carry, it just changes how you can carry. It gives you more options to protect yourself and to protect your family. But we knew that, a lot of times we get these Second Amendment bills, and so we got to make sure that we get our money's worth. And so we really jam-packed this thing with a lot of measures. And some other things that were, besides being able to open carry, we did away with the $50 fee. And sorry, Deb, you had to pay that previously, but we did away with the $50 fee for the CWP license. So when you go through the training, yeah, you don't have to pay the fee now, which is good.
All right, so Bobby, you just need to know that mine came up for my CWP came up for renewal, and I have just been slow because I didn't know where to go get a money order. I went to some place and they said, "Well, you can't use a credit card. You got it." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not gonna." Okay, so then I realized you passed this bill, so I sent in the picture of my license, and I wrote, "New law says I don't have to pay. Call Bobby Cox." So if you get a phone call. It's my CWP.
Right, like it.
Yeah.
That's good. Put me to work. I like it. No, I'll let them know that. So that's good.
Yeah, because they were like, they sent it back and they said, "You forgot, you send us your money." And you, of course I did. And you forgot to put your license in. And I was like, "Huh, all right." But so I've kind of waited. Now, they might come back and say, "Well, Bobby just passed the law and you needed to be relicensed back in July." Hopefully we'll get it figured out. So, Bobby, let me ask you this. I do know that some places can still say, "Hey, guys, no open carry here," like maybe a restaurant or a church or something like that. Explain to my audience how that works.
Yeah, so previously, if you've, walking around downtown Greenville or some other, city in the state, and you see a sign, businesses still have the right to restrict if you can carry there or not. And so they have to post a sign that says, and they can have the option. They say, "Hey, you can carry concealed in here, but you can't carry openly, or you can't carry at all." So they have to post that. But also, if you go in there and for some reason they don't have a sign or something and you're open carrying, they can ask you to not carry there as well. And that's just respecting the private business in that regard. And the same applies to your home. Like, I can't just come into your home if I want to. I need permission from the owner to do that. So that's still it's still the same as it was before, but they just have to post a sign or let you know there's not an open carry location. But also another measure that's actually added on to this we put in there was previously churches who kind of use schools to worship were not able to carry guns at all to protect their congregation in these schools when they were using it as a worship service, and so because of federal law. And so now, smaller churches that are using a school property can carry now only when they're using that property for worship service. So we're giving the opportunity to protect themselves. But Deb, the biggest measure, open carry is great. It's a step forward in the right direction. But one of the biggest things in the bill was that we made South Carolina a Second Amendment sanctuary state.
Right.
And what that means to your listeners is that we see this encroachment from the federal government. We can't defend on the federal government right now with protecting our constitutional freedom. So we took the step to make South Carolina, protecting the Second Amendment. So what does that mean? Anytime that the federal government tries to enact any kind of Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment measure, no state resources will be used to enforce that. No SLED resources, no money, nothing. And so this protects against that overreach that we're seeing right now. And so that's really one of the biggest things that was included in the law. So we're an open carry state now, and we're a Second Amendment sanctuary state. So it's a historic day. It's with this bill being passed.
So, Bobby, and we want to thank you for doing that, because it would not have happened had you not stepped up to the plate and really swung for the fences. And I'm gathering, and I just want to say this, folks, it's hard to get bills passed in Columbia. So the fact that Bobby Cox, who's a rather new member of the State House, was willing to go to bat for us and then get his colleagues to agree and to sign on, Bobby, that's a big deal. I don't think people realize how hard it is to get anything done in Columbia. And here you are, and you're not a freshman, but you haven't been there 100 years either. And look what you were able to get done. And that's just, that's very powerful about your ability to move and to help our state. You know, I joked the other day, I'm glad we're finally a sanctuary state for something good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're hesitant to use that term because it's bringing in legal immigrants, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of loaded.
But this is a good sanctuary measure, to protect. And I hate to say, we just have to look out for our own here in South Carolina, with all that's going on in the federal government. But I appreciate the compliment, Deb. I'm a third year, it's my third year in the legislature, so I know just enough to be dangerous. But from my Army experience, I'm hungry. I want to get it done. There's too much at stake to kind of rest and be there for a long time. So I really appreciate the leadership of the legislature letting me take lead on this. And we're not done. My next goal is constitutional carry, which means no permit is required. So if you can legally own a handgun, then you can carry it. So that's what we're going to work on next. And we're going to continue to work for measures that are protecting our constitutional freedoms. Until we flip the Congress and the White House back to red. So we will, this past election cycle, we saw Georgia go blue. We saw a lot of the states go blue. South Carolina went in the other direction.
Right.
We have supermajorities now in the House and in the state Senate. And so that's really a mandate to really enact conservative measures. So with this bill, heartbeat bill, and I'm really hoping that we can do some things with tax reform next year. There's a lot of things that are out there, protecting personal freedoms with all that's going on with COVID. And so, we have a responsibility and I'm happy to say we delivered on some key measures this past year. So it was fulfilling, frustrating at times, as you said, but it was fulfilling as well. So we'll stay hungry after it. So
that is great. So my guest today has been Representative Bobby Cox, and he is the reason you are now allowed to have open carry. Bobby, thank you for joining me today, and continue on, my friend, the good work that you're doing.
Thanks, Deb. Take care. Have a great weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.